Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cherub CDH Radio.
Hello, everyone. This week we are featuring Cherub Bryson Woodruff, and I have his mom, Felicia, on the phone. Hi, Felicia.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So we are excited to hear about Bryson's story because almost everyone at Cherub knows you and they've seen his photo. So we're going to get to hear more about his CDH journey today and what you went through and why you're so passionate about fighting CDH. So let's start off with, tell me a little bit about you and your family, your husband and your daughter, and what life was like before CDH.
So my husband Jason and I, before Bryson, we already had a daughter named Hayden. She was 2 at the time. We got pregnant with Bryson. We got pregnant with him November of 2011. Then we had our anatomy scan at 20 weeks in March 2012, and that's where we got diagnosed with CDH. And we actually found Cherubs that day, actually before walking out of the hospital. We Googled
wow.
CDH and Cherubs popped up, and we've you guys have given us a lot of support since day one.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. I wish every family had information right on day one. So you found out about CDH, and how did your life change between that moment and the day that he arrived? What plans did you make, work and family and with Hayden, and how did you guys prepare for him?
Well, I don't really think you can prepare yourself.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, you just kind of pray for the best. We found out at our regular our local hospital with Bryson, and they recommended us to go to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which we had to wait 2 weeks before even going there. And they did a high definition ultrasound, an MRI, all that kind of stuff. It was an all day process. And then basically they sit you down and give you scenarios of outcomes that they think are going to happen after he's born. They actually gave him an 80% chance. Even going over, he had left CDH. They thought that he had a right lung CCAM, which they didn't. They said that, I don't know how accurate this is, but they said with CDH, some kids, with the CCAM, their CCAM goes away for some reason, but that actually happened with him, so I don't know.
Okay.
And his liver was up, so they gave him an 80% chance. I forget what his lung ratio was. I forget what that was. I have it written down somewhere, but it was over 1, which was pretty good. Still like in the moderate area. And then once he was born, we were induced a week before our due date, and the cord was wrapped around his neck, so we had to have an emergency C-section. And they got him out. He cried, which they say that most babies don't, and his good lung, his right lung, collapsed. So they brought him back. They said that he wasn't a candidate for ECMO because his CO2 numbers were tripled at the time. He was a nice-sized baby. He was 7'11". But they said that he was a no-go for ECMO. They ended up, I would say, maybe 2-3 gases later, his levels started to go down. So they said, all right, we're putting him on ECMO. He was on ECMO for 21 days. We are fortunate enough to only be about, 40 minutes away from CHOP. So we just drove back and forth. And then with our daughter, Hayden, she was in dance class and everything. So we tried to make it where one day a week we were doing stuff with her, making it a Hayden day, because she started to go through a phase where everything was about Bryson. So it was a big transition anyway for her being an only child to, okay, now we have another baby coming along that's got issues. So it was kind of a big adjustment for her. But he was on ECMO for 21 days. He came off. He was on the oscillator for about a week longer. After that, then he had his repair surgery, which he did amazing. And then I got to hold him for the first time a couple days after that. And he came home after 3 months. He just had some feeding issues. Pretty normal. And then after that, he has been home doing well, a couple hospitalizations here and there just from little things with stomach bug and stuff like that. But he's been doing pretty amazing. Now he's 4. He's playing soccer.
Wow.
So he's doing pretty well now.
Yeah, I had the honor of meeting the little guy a couple of times. Yeah, and he looks completely healthy. You would never know anything was wrong with him if you saw him and didn't know his story. He looks really, really good and really happy and energetic and looks great. Now, what kind of surgical repair did he have? Did he have Gore-Tex or they just sutured up or do you know?
He has the Gore-Tex patch. They said it was pretty large. They didn't think that beforehand, they didn't think his was as bad as it was until after he was born. And then after he was born, they pretty much said, I'm sorry, we're trying everything, but we don't think he's going to make it before ECMO and after ECMO.
Wow. You would never know that now to look at him. So what kind of feeding issues has he had and how have you guys overcome those? As I know other parents who are struggling with feeding issues would love to hear any stories of success because you know how frustrating that is.
Yeah. Well, he only had the NG tube in the hospital, and then when he came home, he only had it for about a month after that. It's kind of where he's not absorbing the calories that he's having an issue with still. He's pretty petite, but he likes to eat, and he eats a lot of everything. Like, he out-eats me sometimes. It just has to be a certain thing that he eats. But he doesn't like to add things to it. So where we try to, add butter on stuff on his toast, he just wants regular toast. Just, little things where we're just trying to make it high-calorie is an issue. He likes his normal, bland stuff.
Pretty common with these kids. They like the bland food versus
the
sweeter, the sour. Yeah,
everything.
Exactly.
But he likes to eat though.
So, well, that's good. You're way ahead of most, toddler, young kids, cherubs-wise as far as eating. That's great. Now, when you were in the hospital, was there a particular doctor or a particular nurse who went out of their way or did something or said something that made all the difference for you guys, said the right thing at the right time to help you get through?
There was a nurse, which I forget her name, this was prenatally, I only saw her prenatally, was when we were going over everything on that first day. And they were talking about, of course, you get asked, we can do an abortion at 20 weeks. They always throw that out there once there's something wrong with the baby. This is an option. And I kept saying no, 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 no. And they also wanted to do the, which I was against, because I had previous miscarriages beforehand, even before Hayden. So that was a no-go for me, because there was always that chance of something going wrong. So I kept saying no, no, no. And she was, after we went out, I just lost it when we left the room, because I was trying to stay strong in there with a bunch of doctors, you know. And I come out, I just lost it. And she just hugged me and said, we will try everything possible to make sure, because I already had his name at that time, he was already named Bryson, that Bryson, like, we're going to try everything in our power to make sure that your baby makes it. If we can do it, we're going to do it. So
that's
that
great.
Made me felt really comforted right there just by that, because I was, when you're in a room with a bunch of doctors, they just, I don't know, I feel like, okay, my kid's just a number. But that made me feel very comforted there.
That's great. That's good to know. I love hearing stories like that. So thank you for sharing that. So during these broadcasts, I try to ask something different and try to, we try to gear these broadcasts for the families whose cherubs are not born yet or the newborn, so that they know what to expect when they hear these stories. So one of the things that a lot of doctors unfortunately tell families is don't Google CDH. Just here's a diagnosis, go home, and then just wait till we tell you more. Don't look it up, which drives me crazy, because the more you know, the better educated you become, and then the better decisions that you can make for your child. So you did Google immediately before you even left the building. Do you regret that? Do you wish you hadn't? Do you wish you looked more? You know, hearing from someone who did that, I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, actually, the reason why she said to Google was because she did not know much about CDH, the person that was doing the ultrasound. So she was like, she gave me bits and pieces and said, okay, go to CHOP, but you can Google it. Here's the information. I liked knowing beforehand. Now, there are some people that say, I wish I didn't know until the baby was born, just because it's a long time before the baby's born, and you just, all you think about every day is what if, what if, what if. I like to try to be prepared, even though you're not really prepared. For parents that are going through this now, I would read other people's stories, but I wouldn't just know that everybody's story is different and every baby is different.
Right. Well, our 30 minutes are almost up already. That was super quick.
Oh,
wow. I know, right? Tell me we have 1 minute left. So I just want to say, Felicia, thank you for not only for sharing your story and telling us about your journey with Bryson, but you do an astronomical amount of work at Cherubs on the CPAB, state rep, awareness committee, just so, so much. And we so appreciate everything that you do for the charity. We really do. And I personally appreciate everything you do. So thank you from all of us, especially from me.
Thank
don't know
you.
What we'd do without you. And so that is it for this episode. And if you all would like to volunteer to be featured, just email us at cpab@cherubs.org. Thank you, Felicia. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Bye, everyone.
Take back my life song. Take back my life song. Give me your life now.
Welcome to Cherub